there's a space we hold inside, where the love shines through, and it's open wide. In this place I speak of, I'm free falling, and they're shooting me down with their preconceived.
I cannot deny that there are times when I wonder how my life would have differed had I not called off my wedding. If I woke up on the right side of the bed, my thoughts took me to a cozy house with a loving husband and lovely kids. But if it was one of my countless bad hair days, I envisioned a miserable wife in a boring marriage with teary-eyed kids and sleepless nights contemplating a flawless murder. I am certain that had I married the guy who used to exercise his stick, or the guy who wanted to deliver his own babies, or the alcoholic, or the neurotic, or the psychotic, or the caveman, or any other guy, I would have been divorced. I do not think I would have made it past the first month, let alone the first year. I was miraculously saved. But many young Egyptian couples were not as lucky. I wonder, what fed their dreams to the shredder? What turned their vows into curses? To love but not to hold? For the better but not for the worst? For the richer but no one wants the poorer? In health but never in sickness? What would make a young bride run away from the love nest? What would make Prince Charming flee on his not-so-white horse? Was it a bad choice? Was it that marriage put an end to the dating farce? Is it lies? Is it false pretenses? Could it be expectations? Could their premature divorce be the only natural outcome of the marriage of a couple who were incubated in a schizophrenic society? Am I being too pessimistic? Or wait, am I being too realistic? We are victims of our society. The double standards that we are brought up to adopt create what we call in business an execution gap. There is a huge void between where we really are and where we want to be. What we want and what we have. How we feel, how we act. We drown in an abyss of deluding illusions, unrealistic expectations, fake emotions, consuming demands, and the inevitable frustration. We get married for the wrong reasons. We mistake lust for love and confuse stability with stagnations. Mothers are overprotective, as though they want to suck us back into their wombs. Fathers discriminate between their sons and daughters. Women sing to the deaf ears of their male counterparts. Men play to the sensitive tunes of the female vulnerability. Traditions, manners, taboos, and religion mix in one melting pot that defines stereotyped outlines for our ideal character and our perfect mate. We are dictated the answer to all the quizzes, but when we are left to face the final test alone, we fail with flying colors.